Well, thanks for continuing to join us for our news at noon today. And what I wanted to do today is talk about finances, because I know a lot of us are in different positions. Some of us are working at home. Some of us are not working at all. Some of us may have been let go, furloughed. All of this is very confusing and a shock to our systems, because what was it, 3-4 weeks ago, the economy was booming. Now, all of a sudden, we're sitting in uncertainty, and that can play a role with our finances as well, and that can play havoc with us. So sometimes in that shock, we're not quite planning. You know, we just sit there still for a little bit, if you can imagine that. But we have to keep planning. We have to keep budgeting. We have to keep figuring out the money. And so that's why I wanted to talk about finances today. So with me on the phone right now is Alex Gianetti. He is not only a realtor with RE/MAX, but he's also a certified financial coach for Dave Ramsey. And of course, that's a popular name. And so, Alex, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Tracy. I'm honored to be here.
Well, and I'm glad that you're on, because I think I've said multiple times on this radio station, I am not the financial person and, you know, the key financial person. I kind of rely on my husband for that a lot. But now all of a sudden, it's a matter of everybody has to jump in this boat. And if you're not a financial person, it's already a scary world. And then now that there's so much uncertainty, it can be even scarier. So let's start there with our conversation, because how do we wrap our brains around finances when maybe we weren't financial people in the first place?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've all become financial people all of a sudden, right? And things were going great a few weeks ago. No one really had a care in the world. And the financial folks maybe who were planning and were saving for the rainy day. And then there were a lot of people who got caught out in the rain when this happened. The first thing to do, honestly, is just not panic. That's hard to do, because if you have your TV on, you're probably panicking. And so I would tell you that this is going to come to an end, and we will get back to normal. But that new normal is still remains unknown in terms of what that looks like. And for some people, you know, they may not be able to go back to their jobs. There's a lot of businesses that aren't going to reopen. So the first thing I would do is we all need to go into self-preservation mode in terms of our families. Dave Ramsey talks about the first thing that you need to do is protect your four walls. And the four walls are food, utility, your mortgage or your rent, and your transportation. Everything else is more of a luxury, but those are the four necessities. So if you only had $1 to spend, you need to spend that dollar on food and make sure that you're feeding your household, you're feeding your family, that you have what you need to survive. The second thing that you want to worry about is making sure that you have your utilities on, your lights and your heat, that you can function in your home. And then the third thing, making sure that you keep that roof over your head, whether it's your rent that you're paying, your mortgage that you're paying, and then keeping gas in your car and your car functioning so that when the time comes, you can get to work. And once you feel like you have that covered, a lot of the stress comes away, because we get caught up in what we can and can't pay. But those are the things at the end of the day that are truly important.
Now, I appreciate the fact that you say once you learn it, that stress will go away. And I believe you in that. And I applaud you for saying that. Now, I'm going to go push back a little bit on you, because I remember it was about a year and a half ago that my husband finally, and the two of us, not just my husband, but the two of us finally sat down and said, we should probably have a budget. Now, I don't say that lightly, because it took us a year to even understand the budget, the one that would work for us. So I understand when you say that stress will go away, because yes, our stress has lowered. But let's go back to the folks right now listening who haven't even had a budget yet. They haven't even started it yet. They don't even understand a budget. So now what do you do? Because there's not even a budget in place.
Absolutely. And that's a great point. And I think that there's more people than not that are in that situation. And so what I'll tell you is that people don't want a budget in general, because they think of a budget as a diet. When they hear the word budget, all they hear is, I can't spend my money. I can't have what I want. And that's not true. A budget is simply you telling your money where you want it to go instead of wondering what happened to it. That's the difference. And so the way that Dave Ramsey teaches folks to do a budget is very simple. You're going to give every dollar a name at the beginning of the month. April 1st is coming up here around the corner. How much money is going to come into your household during the month of April? And you want to start by saying, okay, if X amount of dollars are coming into my household, then here is exactly where I'm going to spend that money. And you start with what I just gave you, which is food, utilities, your housing, and then your transportation. And then from there, you start going to the other things. Now, here's the reality. Money is finite. We only have so much of it. And so at some point, you're going to run out. And then that's where you draw a line and say, okay, anything below this line doesn't happen this month. And for some people, that line may be a little higher than you'd like it to be, and there's things that are left out. There's before I go on how to address that, because I'm sure you're going to follow up with a question for me on how to do that. But I want to give everyone a free tool. Dave Ramsey is offering a free tool for everyone. He had a great Facebook Live last night and offered his entire course to anyone who wants it for 14 days for free. While we're locked down, you can binge watch Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. And part of that is his budgeting tool, which is also free. It's called Every Dollar. So if you go to everydollar.com, it's a budgeting tool. It's an app you can have on your desktop, your phone, that will teach you and help you to budget if you're doing it for the first time. And it is so useful.
So then I will ask, then how do you do it? I know I could keep you here for like 3 hours on that question, but simply.
And I could talk all day about it.
Right?
So, yes. So we have to make the hard decisions. And that's this is going to be, Tracy, some hard pill for some people to swallow. This is where we got to grow up. See, sometimes we've been kind of misbehaving with our money, and we've just been a little willy-nilly. And so now when you realize, oh, my gosh, I can't make all my payments, now you have to decide what gets paid and what doesn't get paid. And the biggest mistake that I've seen people make, it's the saddest mistake I've seen people make, is the one where they're so nervous about their credit score that they keep Visa current, but they won't pay their rent, or they don't pay their mortgage, or they won't pay their car payment. And that is so backwards. So that's why it's so important to take care of your household first. And that other stuff, it can wait.
And Alex, someone else who I know that is also a Dave Ramsey coach had made a comment to me that said, you know, what are you going to sacrifice? And that comment stuck in my head because, as you say, you do the four walls and I did that. And then you go down to what money is left or where you want to place it. I'm not quite sure the terminology you would be able to specify that, but where that money is going. And then you realize, do I need a $100 cell phone bill or can I lower that somehow? You know, do I really need to buy a brand new computer tomorrow or do I lower the price of the computer I want to buy? You know, it's interesting when you look at it and you think, oh, that's where my money is going.
Exactly. And what this, you know, shutdown has done for us is we're all in our homes. So all of a sudden, you know, going out and the luxuries that we had, whether it was going to get, you know, a meal with friends or coffee or something, all that has kind of gone away. And so, you know, we realize now, did we technically need those things? No, we liked to do those things. And there's a difference between need and want. And so the needs are all in the four walls. Everything else is a want. Now, some of those wants are, you know, my cell phone. If I don't have my cell phone, I'm in trouble. I work and business and everything off of that. But there are ways to manage that. And you just don't want to put too much importance on something when you realize you've got to put your money in the right place. It's got to be going in the right direction.
Now, Alex, I'm going to ask you this question, and I know you're not a registered psychologist, psychiatrist. I understand that. But when you're talking money, I'm sure you've gone down this road where you're talking about the emotional attachment to the money. And I ask it because right now we're a lot of us are emotional. You know, this sudden shock of what's happened in the past couple of weeks have already put us in a space that, excuse me, we're not used to being into. Now all of a sudden we're talking about money. And for someone like I started the show off with that doesn't like money, that can be very scary. Now you're telling us to, in a sense, what feels like restriction of money, but yet you're really saying allocate your money. So all of that can have an emotional toll. So can you talk about the emotional tie-in that we have with money and how we can kind of settle our emotions right now?
Right. So the number one thing I can tell you, which is going to be counterintuitive to folks who want to kind of have their head in the sand, because that used to be me. The reason that I got involved and started my Dave Ramsey journey was because I was an absolute disaster financially and was on the verge of losing everything I had. And I would stick my head in the sand. I figured if I just ignored it, it would go away. And all I did was live every second of every day with this panic in my spirit because I knew it didn't sit right with me. So what I'm going to tell you is by having a plan, by addressing it, by looking at it, but just when you have a plan, when you can, you know, I led with this earlier, when you can say, okay, wait a minute, I can cover my food for my family. I can keep the lights on. We can still make our mortgage. We're going to make some sacrifices, but hey, we're going to get through this. Then all of a sudden, you can breathe again. See, because when we're panicked and we don't have a plan, what happens is we have two reactions when something goes wrong. You get furloughed or you get a reduction in hours, and then you have immediately a job problem, but then you have this emotional and this money problem that also hits you really, really hard, where, you know, if your car breaks down, you have this, you know, I've got a car problem, and then I've got a money problem, and then I've got a stress problem, and that comes from just not having a plan. So when you have the plan, those things come, and you can say, you know what, it's okay, we're going to get through this. I can see how we're going to get through this. So ironically, Dave Ramsey calls his course Financial Peace University, and I tell people all the time, the peace doesn't come because you know, in 9 weeks you're going to get out of debt. The peace comes because you have a plan, and once you realize there is a light at the end of this tunnel, it changes everything, and you can breathe again.
And I will back you up on what you say, because again, telling my experience a few minutes ago on not having a budget and now having a budget, that's exactly what we felt. Doesn't mean that we're quite out of debt at this point, but the fighting has reduced, the stress has reduced, and we can breathe again because we have a budget and we have a plan. So I will second what you say. Let me ask you a couple of more questions if you have some time, Alex, because I'm wondering how we plan now for the next couple of weeks. So let's talk about people who already have the budget down. So if you have to start with a budget, that's one thing. But let's talk a little bit about those folks who say, okay, I have a budget, but now that's going to be upended because maybe I'm furloughed or let go or whatever the situation is. So now how do we plan out the next couple of weeks, the next month? And then, of course, I would follow that up with how do we plan for our next year with unknowns so prevalent right now?
Yep, absolutely. So here's what I tell people, and I'm coaching people now, actually, on what to do. There are some things in place that are temporarily going to relieve us of some of our outgo, if you will. And so tax dates now, April 15th, we don't have to pay our taxes. If you're paying taxes, you now have until July 15th. Now, I'm telling people, take the amount. You already know how much you're paying if you've done your taxes and you have to pay. I'm one of those. I'm going to take that amount and I'm going to stick it off to the side. I'm going to make sure that I have it saved and ready to go, but I'm not sending it off anywhere until July 15th. If you have student loan payments, those are going to be deferred without penalty for 6 months, which is great. And then I'm telling people, do a forensic study of your bank statements. We're all at home. We all have extra time. Click on your bank account and look at exactly what's coming out. You'd be surprised how much money I could find in just about anybody's bank account, $200 to $300 a month, where they didn't even realize I had a subscription to that. I didn't know I had a Spotify account. I didn't know I had a Netflix account. I didn't know I had. So if there's stuff that you're not using, then by all means, cancel those things and get rid of them. Or ask yourself, hey, do I really need that right now? Can I tighten my belt for 2-3 months just in case? And we tell people who aren't fearful or aren't even nervous necessarily having a financial hit right now that's bothering them, but they're just feeling a little uneasy, it's a great time to scale back and just make your umbrella a little bit bigger. Let me just make sure I'm a little more covered here. Those are definitely things that you can do right now to improve your budget, to tighten your belt, and to make sure that you don't have money going out unnecessarily.
And I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't mean to do that. And if it's not your purview, please let me know, because, of course, I know Alex is with us and he's a certified financial coach for Dave Ramsey. Are you getting any questions that from your clients or those that you're coaching? Are you getting any questions that pertain to the stock market? Like, what do we do with that money? Do we pull it out? Do we not? Or is that somebody else's purview?
No, absolutely. I get that. I have. You know, since we've gone through our financial disaster, we've followed Dave's plan, and, you know, we are on that baby step. We are putting money, we're maxing our 401ks and investing, and right now my 401k is a 201k. Absolutely.
Yeah,
just like
right?
Everybody else is.
Right.
But here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. We can all understand this because of the what the CDC is telling us, what to do and what not to do with our, as in terms of our personal hygiene. So your 401k needs to be like your face. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. It is going to recover just fine. So right now you have some of these major companies like Google and Microsoft and Home Depot and Walmart that, you know, their values according to the stock market have dropped, you know, 25, sometimes 40%. That's not true. That's a false narrative. So what's happened is panic has driven these stock prices. Those companies are very well run and are going to recover very strong. So the problem is when people see their 401k accounts, for example, drop or their investments drop, it's temporary. Let it go and it will come back. You know, it was the stock market crash back in 08. The values went from 12,000 on the Dow down into the sixes. Well, just before this happened, we were at 30,000. So that means that if you just held on, you would have been just fine. So what happens is if you pull your money out now, you basically have locked in a loss. I don't have a loss on the stock market. I'm going to leave my money where it is and allow it to recover, and everything will be fine. This is what Dave Ramsey says, which is great. He says the stock market is like a roller coaster. You only get hurt if you jump off. Stay on for the full ride.
Alex Giannetti, of course, we'll mention you are a realtor with RE/MAX, so that's a whole different ball game for you, but you are a certified financial coach for Dave Ramsey as well. And if you just joined us, Alex was talking about everydollar.com associated with Dave Ramsey, budgeting online. It's free at this point, you know, while we're going through this, and so you can catch that online. Anywhere else that we can catch you, Alex, as a coach for certified financial coaching?
I do that really. I don't do that as a business. I used to back in the day. Right now, I do it as a ministry through my church. So if people just want to, you know, they can find me online.
You're online. Yeah. We've seen you online.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Alex.
And I'm more than happy to help out there.
Alex, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your time and best of luck to you as well.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Thank you for having me.